We had, of course, the Commercial Radio Awards over the course of the weekend, and as I guess most know by now, I was elevated to the Hall of Fame, which I'm obviously thrilled about. But I was more thrilled about the fact that on the same night, and I didn't know about it until I got there, that Amanda Keller was also elevated from WSFM. Now, Amanda's been doing radio for quite some years, started off with Andrew Denton as a young girl, and now she's obviously a very mature female broadcaster who does an outstanding job. I might just mention, I was astounded to hear that she's the first on-air personality of the female variety to be elevated to the Hall of Fame. I couldn't think of a better person to be the first, and I hope she's the first of many, many women. But we had some success here as well. My own staff, the best newcomer off-air was Taylor Hill. Congratulations to her. Amanda and myself elevated to the Hall of Fame. The continuous call team had a deal of success for our grand final coverage, headed up by me and the rest of the boys and girls last year, the 2016, the Cronulla victory over Melbourne. Then we got another award as well. The best on-air team was the continuous call team. Myself, Erin, Darrell, Bob Fulton, David Morrow, Mark Riddell, Chris Warren, Mark Levy. So congratulations to all my colleagues there. Chris Coleman on 2CC got the best talk presenter for the provincial division, representing 2CC in Canberra, one of our capital radio network stations. Well done, Chris. I won the best talk presenter Metropolitan for 2GB in Sydney. Thank you for that. Tim Shaw won the best current affairs presenter, and Tim looks after breakfast on, again, 2CC, non-Metro, and the Metro with Ben Fordham, my colleague on Drive on 2GB. Erin Molan got the best newcomer on air, so we got the double with the continuous call team. Erin getting the best newcomer on air and Taylor Hill getting the best newcomer off air from my weekday program. And it was just fantastic. I wanted to congratulate the best on air team, Metro FM, and that's Kate, Tim and Marty. Kate Ritchie, Tim Blackwell and Marty Sheargull from Nova upstairs. Fantastic crew of young people. Well, Marty's not as young as Kate and Tim, but he's weathered time particularly well, Marty. He's a very, very funny man, as he showed and displayed the night. I'll talk more about what happened through the course of the weekend. There are some funny stories to tell, including me not having studs for my dinner shirt and cufflinks. But the girls from my office rectified that problem with some safety pins and staples.